Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was watching a show some time back in which the teenage daughter of a family was killed in an auto accident by a drunk driver. The drunk driver was himself a young man, but he was sentenced to a number of years in prison. And each time that this young man came up for parole, someone from the family of the deceased girl was there at the hearing to remind the parole board of what this man took from their family by making the decision to drive while drunk. The family of the girl could not and would not forget what this man had done. And they wanted to make sure that he served out his full sentence for his crime. I thought about this story, this show, when I read the Old Testament reading for today, assigned for today from the book of the prophet Amos. You see, Amos prophesied around 760, 750 BC in the northern kingdom of Israel. His message to the people of Israel was one of warning and condemnation. The people of Israel had become spiritually smug in a time of political security and economic prosperity. They reasoned that they must be in God's good graces because everything was going so well for them. And they became complacent and they became corrupt. Idolatry, immorality, injustice, and indulgence became a way of life for the Israelites. Appeasing and/or cheating whomever they needed to in order to maintain their own self-indulgent and decadent lives. They had completely forgotten about God's past punishments for unfaithful and sinful behavior. And thus, God sent the prophet Amos to the people of Israel to give them a much-needed wake-up call. In Amos 8, our text for this morning, we hear God's servant Amos say this to the Israelites. Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over that we may sell grain and the Sabbath be ended that we may market our wheat? Skimping measure, boosting the price, and cheating with dishonest scales, buying the poor with silver and the needy with a pair of sandals, selling even the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, I will never forget anything they have done. And it's this last statement of God, which Amos quotes, that we want to focus on further today. I will never forget anything they have done. That's a heavy statement. That's a scary statement. The fact that God has logged away in his mind every foul word, every errant action, every wrongful step that any of us has ever taken in our entire lives. Way back in second grade, when we made fun of that person at recess. In high school, we cheated on a test. Perhaps in our marriage, we lied to our spouse about where we were really going. and so on down the line. For every single day of our lives. That's a scary thought. Paul wrote in Romans 14, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Hebrews 4 states, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. And Jesus said in Matthew 12, I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. When I was a boy and I had misbehaved in some way, I dreaded when my dad would come home. Because you see, my mom never punished me. She would just call up my dad and tell him what I had done. And then when he came home, I had to be waiting in the study for him to meet me. And I hated to be standing there before him to try to explain what I had done. Because time and again, there was no good reason for what I had done. And I knew the punishment that came next. And thus, to have to stand before God someday and have to answer for my entire life and all of my sins, that's a bit overwhelming. How will I begin to justify my actions when there is no justification for my actions? How will I give an account for everything that I have done when I can't remember most of what I've done? How will we stand before God on that day? In Psalm 130 it states, if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Precisely. Who of us, who of anyone, can stand before the Lord on the day of judgment if he keeps a record of and does not forget any sin we have ever done? Well, the answer, of course, is no one. But, it's a great word, isn't it? There's so often a but with God. In Psalm 130, it goes on to say this, but with you there is forgiveness. There is forgiveness because he sent his only son into this world to wear our skin and to bear our sin. And because Jesus died on the cross, with the guilt of our sin upon himself, with the guilt of everything we've ever done upon himself, and because he overcame death and the devil through his resurrection from the grave, God has forgiven us of our sins. He no longer holds us responsible to answer for our sins, to give an account for our words, because you see, Jesus has already done that for us. And even though God will never forget anything we have ever done come judgment day, on that day that we have to stand before him in his glory, he will choose not to remember our sin. Because he will remember instead the sacrifice of his son. I love those words in Jeremiah where he reminds us that on that day of judgment, as we stand before the Lord, Jeremiah says, God will forgive our wickedness and will remember our sins no more. You see, though, God will never forget our sin. And He always will choose not to remember our sin for the sake of Him who bore our sin, Jesus Christ, our Savior. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.